All righty, well, let's get down to local business. You want help to build a more accessible community. Explain this to us in detail.
Yeah, sure, Robert. So this is actually developing a new disability action plan, and that plan is going to put in some practical steps that we want to take over the next 4 years to make sure that everyone who is in our shire continues to feel really welcome and is able to get to where they want to get to as easily as everybody else, Robbo. So as always in these processes, we really value our community's input and their experiences. So what this is about is putting together a working group of local residents to help inform the development of that disability action plan. We've got an expression of interest process that's now open for people who want to be part of it. And the key selection criteria that we've got, Robbo, is really trying to make sure that we've got a good range of contributors. So we're looking for people from our community who either have a disability, they're carers for people with disabilities, or they're service providers, or they're schools or businesses with insights, and also possess skills and experience and knowledge that's deemed helpful in supporting the aims of the working group, which is to develop that disability action plan. So the group's beginning in September, and they will meet monthly, and we'd really love to get people involved in that one, Robbo. So anyone who thinks that they can contribute to that, please visit our online engagement platform, which is called Shape Mount Alexander. That's the one at shape.mountalexander.vic.gov.au, or just give us a call on 547 11700. Or if you'd just like a hard copy expression of interest form, you can always get one of those from the customer service team at the Civic Centre in Castlemaine as well, Robbo. So okay. Really love to get the community involved in that,
no
in that
worries.
Plan.
Now, you're on the road to work towards achieving our climate goals.
We are. Our community down here, Robbo, as you know, has got very high expectations about being environmentally responsible, and so too do we in council. And it was back in 2020 we developed what was called a roadmap to carbon neutrality for between 2020 and 2025. And it looks inside our organisation at things like our vehicle fleet, our buildings, how we use them, our street lighting, our procurement processes even, and very importantly, waste management. So this is about a report that we've recently compiled on how we're going, what we've achieved so far, and really recommend it to people to have a look at it. It's on our website. But some of the highlights include we did join the Victorian Energy Collaboration, which meant that council operations are now almost completely powered by 100% renewable energy. In addition to that, we upgraded a lot of our streetlights on both Vic Roads roads in partnership with Vic Roads as well as council roads so that the energy efficiency and the safety was improved on all of our roads. And we've begun the process of reducing greenhouse gas emissions from the Castlemaine landfill, which, of course, is everybody's responsibility. And we all need to reduce the waste because that's what actually is creating all of that greenhouse gases at the landfill. But we've got more to do, Robbo, and we'll keep doing that, keep working on our buildings, keep looking at options for our fleet to be more efficient, fuel efficient, as well as creating less carbon. But what's coming up next for us as well, Robbo, is we'll be developing a climate change strategy, looking at both adaptation and mitigation, and also developing a new waste strategy, which is pretty exciting with all of the things that are happening with waste management at a state and a federal level. So both of those are going to be big bits of work coming up, and we'd love to get people involved in those as well when we kick those off. So keep your eyes on the Shape Mount Alexander website for those ones as well.
Lovely. And just finally, the Bring the Beat Back, Vote for the Village Square and Old Bank Corner. What's this all about?
Shameless promotion of ourselves, Robbo. That's what it's about. you will remember that we had those fantastic two places, the Village Square in Castlemaine as well as Old Bank Corner in Maldon, which during COVID restrictions we were able to, with terrific support from the Victorian government, we were able to install temporary street furniture, and we had outdoor dining precincts as well. And we were able to really make those areas a place that people could go when there was nowhere else to go.
Yep.
And we had some fantastic events there of wide ranges. That's done. We've still got some of that stuff in place, but it's certainly finished at the Village Square. But we've nominated those two sites for a national award for local government. And what we're really asking for is if people did think that that was a really great great experience for them, please get involved in that and vote for those projects being recognised in that national local government award.
Yep.
It's basically the public decides who wins, Robbo. So okay. That's why we're asking our community, if you had a great experience there, then please do vote for them. All you've got to do is click on the link on our homepage, our website, the Mount Alexander Shire website, or our Facebook page, and cast your vote. We'd really appreciate it.
No worries. All right, mate. Well, listen, all the best, and we shall talk to you next week.
Thanks, Robbo.
Good on you, Darren Fuzzard. From the Mount Alexander Shire on the Wake Up Call.